From the right, I'm Mark Hard.
And from the left, I'm Peter.
You've crossed the border into Hard Nation.
Oh boy, every day is a fresh piece of bad news for the Trump administration.
Well, I don't see what is bad about getting a lawyer. In this Russia stuff that's going on, the greatest witch hunt in the history of mankind. This is just like that witch hunt where they made all those women wear those scarlet letters around their neck.
I forget who someone posted, this would be like if a witch told Lester Holt, hey, I'm a witch.
But wait a minute. What do you mean?
If a witch told someone, hey, I'm a witch, and then people tried to prosecute them. He said.
No,
he didn't. Jesus Christ.
He didn't say that.
He told Lester Holt he fired FBI director. He was intent on firing him.
You know, sometimes, okay, so I've been doing a lot of writing campaigns. I've been trying to get groundlings to come here to D.C.
No.
And I've been doing a lot of writing campaigns to the great comedy institutions of the United States. And there's this thing called improv comedy, and it's called Yes Anding. And Lester Holt said something about Russia, and then Trump said yes, and I fired Comey because of this. It's just make-believe. Pete,
you understand the distinction between improvised comedy and real life?
Here's the thing. Yes and is a philosophy for real life.
Yes, but there's no – like if – fine. I will take this at its face value if – President Trump.
When I auditioned for the House,
time saying it.
When I auditioned for the House
in
D.C.
I don't care. If President – If the man takes to Twitter and says, I was just yes-anding Lester Holt. If this has been – if this whole fucking sham has been an elaborate herald –
Harold, so you know, you've read the book. You've read Truth, Comedy
Art.
By Committee by Charlotte Halpern.
I read Art by Committee. I believe that's Viola Spolin.
Is that Viola Spolin?
No one cares.
No. So,
but he wasn't yes-anding. He admitted to what he is now saying they are hunting him for.
Yes.
You can't be, if Bambi jumped out and said,
Bambi.
Hey, here's the thing. We go over there and kill my mom. Then Bambi can't cry. Does that make sense?
I know that you don't watch a lot of, you don't consume a lot of film and media, so Bambi is your only reference
here.
I can't
help but sometimes do it. But so, I would prefer the human experience, yes.
How about this? I just finished watching The Handmaid's Tale.
Boy, is it tough for you to say a thing right.
Well, there's a lot of things in my mind. It's always going.
Yeah.
And The Handmaid's Tale, if Offred went and said, yes, I did this for the commander. I went along to his sex party.
Yeah.
She wasn't really much
of a sex party. They just kind of got a hotel room.
Yeah, none of them really. It wasn't a crazy sex party in that episode.
There was no real bacchanal going on.
No, nothing was going on.
It was just kind of like
walking around.
Take somebody to a hotel room and fuck them.
Yeah.
But that seems nice.
Well, yeah. So. If she went and said,
creepy little driver peeking on the side isn't so great.
What's the deal? Well, women are like, oh, he's attractive, that driver guy. No, he's not. He's creepy. Nick.
Oh, I mean, who are you to say? I mean, everyone's handsome and not handsome. I don't know.
Well, if Offred was like, look, I did this because of the commander, then to Lester Holt. If Offred was interviewed by Lester Holt.
I want to watch you finish this break.
If she was interviewed by Lester Holt and he's like, let's do an improv scene. And she's like, sure. What are some of the things you did for the commander? Yes. And I went to a sex party for
him.
Can
you imagine if this character from a fictional TV show went to Lester Holt, his first instinct would be to yes and?
So that's why this whole thing is fake news, because it's basically what's happening right now.
All right.
Wow. This is wild. We have in the studio today Wonder Woman, the real Wonder Woman.
I don't believe you.
It's the real Wonder Woman and the real Supergirl.
Neither of them can be the real anything.
They're going to be here.
It's a fictional character.
They're going to be here.
It's a fictional character.
I swear they're going to be here. I've been corresponding with them, and they're going to be here.
No, they can't be here.
We'll
see.
It's
like saying Stanley Kowalski is going to be here. It's not possible.
Are you looking at me, kid?
Oh, God. If this is – I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right.
You're looking at me?
Again, my knowledge of cinematic history may be slightly shallow, but I'm pretty certain that's wrong.
There's no one else in here, kiddo.
Oh, my God. The sweet release of death would be the thing that I would invite. most quickly. I'd take a fucking Evite.
When we come back, Wonder Woman and Supergirl here in the studio on Hard Nation.
Not a chance.
Are you looking at me, kid? All right, now, Pete, I know that you don't believe that these guests are real, but they are real, and they are going to show up. I know that they're not here yet, but they're going to show up. We have the real Wonder Woman and Supergirl in the studio. I swear they're going to be here.
All right, fine. I don't believe you, but if you want to invite two nice ladies to play Halloween, great.
No, no, these are the real ones.
What?
Oh, sorry, I broke your door. Oh, I'm Supergirl.
Hello, it's me, Wonder Woman.
Oh, my God.
I wish I had a catchphrase, but I don't have one yet.
I wish you had a little bit more manners. You just destroyed a wall of our studio.
You just smashed right through, and this is...
And however much Mark is paying you is not worth it.
No, they're real. They're real, Pete. And I have to say, I am such a huge fan of yours, Wonder Woman.
Thank you, Mark.
I
That's
love
so nice.
The message of your movie, but I don't know a single thing about you.
I'm also here. I'm Supergirl.
You Supergirl. Seem immediately less important to me.
I'm Superman's cousin.
Oh, your cousin. Okay.
Wait a minute.
That's cool.
Superman
Doesn't
has
she
a
look
whole
beautiful and blue?
Yeah, she looks great. I mean, you both look great.
Thank you.
Which I know is not supposed to be what you lead with.
Thank
but
you.
But you both also... seem to have a good handle on why you're here. I mean, you busted right in the room, made no apologies.
I have a lot of strength, and I'll take any compliments.
I'll deal with in a second. I cannot believe Superman has an extended family.
Of course he does.
Who
Everyone has family.
Who cares?
He has his father, Ka-Jel, Ka-El.
Oh, my fucking God. Well, is that real?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why can't
Uncle
his dad's
Kyle.
Name just be Douglas?
Because that's not—it's not from your type of people. It's a different—it's a whole different species.
Oh, I thank you very kindly not to carve the world up into groups like that.
All right. Well, the Wonder Woman. I
yes.
am excited to meet. The film was amazing.
Thank you, Mark. Now, it was a real pleasure to make.
Now, a lot of people are calling this the feminist hit of the summer. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't consider it a feminist film. I personally think that it is very conservative and homespun.
You're
a lot
really
values...
going to have to work overtime to make this work for you, this point of view.
Well, tell me what it was like to have your life story told like that and up on the big screen.
Well, I actually had a TV show for a while.
Oh, yeah. Supergirl.
What are you called? Superkin?
Supergirl.
Now, I was wondering, Supergirl, if you were considering becoming a woman soon. Maybe more people would watch your television show then.
You don't actually get your period on Krypton, so I am what I am.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense to me
now. No one does? How does anyone have kids? Oh, please don't tell me you do some weird fucking reproduction.
Oh, come on. Like, don't make fun of me how we reproduce. She was made of clay.
I was molded from clay by my father,
I love
Zeus.
Sculpture.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm a work of art. It's
Wonder Woman is the daughter of Zeus, Pete.
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, that's true.
I was
so
molded from
Wonder
clay.
Woman is a bastardization of Greek mythology?
A bastardization? Look, some of these things that the Greeks...
Are you insulting my father?
No. I'm just doing a little creative linguistic gymnastics.
She will kill you. She will kill you.
Please don't kill me.
She will punch you to death.
This is real gymnastics. Look at this.
Oh, my God. A back handspring done with such ease.
Wow. Amazing. So... explain to me why this film is feminist. Because it's all that anyone ever talks about on Twitter now. This is all over Twitter. Pete's not on Twitter, but I'm on there a lot. I have 45
Everyone's
followers.
Everyone's wasting their lives.
it's an important place to go on and discuss the issues of the day.
It's a good news aggregator, but nothing else.
So explain to me how this film is feminist. Because the way I see it, you fall in love with Steve, like pretty quickly after you leave the island.
Wait a minute. The guy's name is just Steve.
That's his name. What
is such a foreign term to me,
yeah.
Steve. It took me at least 4 hours to say his name right.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
That's true. I'm being culturally relativist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's
like
true.
Where we're from, people are named like Picard and stuff. I mean, I'm also from another planet. Krypton,
you two are from different planets.
I'm not from a planet. How many times
she's
do I have
from
to explain
Earth,
this
the planet
to you,
Earth. And she's she was the princess of the Amazons. Of course, Zeus created her out of clay, and she lives on the island of Themyscira.
Themyscira, yes.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Themyscira.
And someone made a funny joke. They said it sounds like the mascara. What a funny
Wait
joke
a
to make.
Explain to me why
what
that's
a funny
funny.
Joke. Because it sounds
like
the same.
Makeup.
and it's all women there.
So two things sounding alike is not funny.
And, oh, well, maybe I don't understand the humor on your planet yet.
They don't have UCB on Themyscira.
Oh, so I'm taking improv classes here in D.C., and, well, it's been a while.
There's no UCB in D.C. yet.
Yeah, there will be, though. I've been sending a lot of emails about starting
He's
one.
He's a real unwelcome presence.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm very good at improv. If you ever want to do improv, I can do all the zip-zap zops and stuff.
Oh, I would love to do an improvisation.
Sure, I'll do improv with you. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a lot of strength if I didn't say that earlier.
Oh, my God. I loved that.
You know, I hear that the key to a good improv scene is to tell the truth, you know, because there's truth in the comedy.
Yes, truth
and
comedy.
And that's why I'm so good at improv, because I have a lasso of truth. So.
Yeah, so you have this lasso. Yes. So what's something that's fascinating about your culture is it just seems like a real mishmash of, like, a whole bunch of stuff all pushed together.
What is
this
that term you just used?
Mishmash.
That's certainly not a term.
That's the name of my other uncle.
Mishmash.
Yes.
Do you mean mishmash?
Yeah. Mishmash. He's not mishmash. In the story.
I'm certain you mean mishmash.
Well, okay. First of all, even if the actual term was mishmash, that's a stupid word. Who cares?
Mish.
This is, how do you think William Shakespeare came up with new words? By writing the same words that everyone has always said? It's a mishmash.
I wouldn't begin to try.
You know, mishmash was the first kind of armor that I wore.
A mishmash.
Yes.
There you go.
It was. It didn't work very well against bullets.
So you have lassos on your island.
My island, thank
That's
you.
That's fun.
Yes.
That's fun.
Lasso of Truth, yes. It's so cool.
I also want to come back to why my film is feminist as well, but let's get to the nitty-gritty here.
I mean, you're keeping track better than we ever have.
Of course, because that is another superpower that Supergirl has taught me. It is how to be a human being, even though she is an alien.
I taught you that?
Yes. You are such a beautiful little girl.
I feel like I'm growing ovaries just as we're talking.
Oh, we can all keep our fingers crossed. Now I've lost track. Yes, I have a lasso of truth. I have these gauntlets on my wrist.
So people are in this film, which seems to almost be like a documentary of your life. People are shooting at you and you're pulling up your wrists and you're knocking them out. But aren't there more bullets than what you can? I guess you're very fast.
No.
Yes, I'm very, very fast. Yes, and I got a shield. You know, you saw my cool shield.
Saw your shield.
And
not wrong there. Shield is very cool.
Yes, you know, luckily, most of the time, people only shoot towards my chest, you know? Mm-hmm. It's very helpful, because if they shot at my head or my legs, it would get very complicated.
Absolutely,
but bad guys, you know, they just shoot towards your chest only.
Yeah, because they're always looking down there, and sometimes, like, I'm like, hey, my eyes are up here. And when I do that for podcast listeners at home, I'm pointing at my eyes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Supergirl.
Do you have a hard time making friends?
Well, I haven't successfully done that. Yeah. I'm actually her intern.
Yes.
Oh,
your intern.
So you're co-workers. Would you consider her a friend, Wonder Woman?
Yes, I would.
Oh, that's my God.
Oh, my God. So
I really would.
Supergirl.
A friend who lets me not pay her to do work for free.
Oh, my Zeus. Oh, my Zeus.
Oh, my Zeus.
Supergirl has collapsed into a pile. She's so happy. She's weeping and heaving.
Oh, I shouldn't cry. My tears will melt the
You're ground. Allowed to cry. No. You can have absolutely any emotion you want to have.
No, she said she shouldn't because her tears will melt the ground.
Oh, is that a fucking thing?
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah.
I could get her to repair it for you. Anything she damages, I can just instruct her to repair it.
I wish you could take the man who made whatever universe you live in to court. You can't cry. Everyone should be able to cry.
So I'm going to go back to this feminism question, because Supergirl, when your show was on for many seasons, on where was it on? What channel was it on? Was it WB or was it CW or was it CBS?
What are you talking about?
CBS, and then it moved. Yeah. To the CW, a lesser network.
Yeah. So when your show was on,
take it easy.
So, if you're listening, I think CW doesn't exist anymore. Does it still exist?
It very much does. Yeah.
I don't think you have the WB. Yeah.
They got rid of the frog and you're lost.
Yes.
Yeah. My brother can only follow only companies that have animals.
So when NBC used to have the peacock and they don't use the peacock anymore,
he thought they were gone.
I thought they was
gone. Yeah.
So no one talked about Supergirl as though it was a feminist show. No, there was never think pieces on the internet or Twitter didn't light up about how important Supergirl was.
What was Supergirl's show, Roswell?
What do you mean? No, I had my own show called Supergirl. What are you saying that? Because I'm an alien? No, but I'm a hero too. I solve crimes. I am like taking care of bad guys. Like I'm flying around. I'm using my strength.
You take care of bad guys?
Yeah, like I beat them. I beat them.
Oh, I thought you meant if they were sick, you would bring them soup.
Yeah, I would do that as a ploy, and then I'd poison the soup.
This is what I was going to say, that your show is not successful.
You would poison the soup?
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I don't know anything about this universe. Are you telling me your big move is poison the soup?
Yeah. Supergirl would dress up as a soup salesman and poison the soup.
I'd watch.
Do you remember the soup Nazi from Seinfeld? One of my regular disguises.
I love that Supergirl watches
Seinfeld. Remember 15 years after Seinfeld?
Soup.
You watch anything that has soup in it that sounds like your name.
Yeah. I love Andy Warhol.
Because of the pictures of soup.
There's a lot of soup on The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah.
That was great. I loved the ending of I just loved the whole series.
Well, there's a lot of soup and some big
I thought it was an aspirational series.
Aspirational?
Yes, this is what we should do with America. Anyway,
you're a real unrepentant piece of shit.
Takes everything to not use my lasers and laser.
No, you can use
them.
I'm telling you, Supergirl, in this room, you can feel, and far be it for me to give you this permission, but it feels like you don't know that you have it. You have permission to act and feel however you want, always at all times.
Wow, thanks.
And that's not coming from a man, so don't. I mean, I am a man, but I don't want you to feel like it's me giving you permission.
Pete has recently He's recently discovered Tony Robbins, and this is almost word for word a Tony Robbins
speech.
It's
not. I want you to know
Tony,
you have permission.
Tony. I learned how to say that name
Tony,
very quickly.
Steve, a lot
Tony.
Of...
Tony. Robbins is one, Tony Robbins is one of our foremost aliens. He has the biggest hands. Yeah.
You would like him then, Supergirl.
Oh, well, we're not from the same planet. You know, it's okay.
No, but you can like someone from a different planet.
You
I'm telling you.
I can do all this stuff, but let me just tell you, Superman, my cousin, he like was real hardcore about the rules, and he has a lot of rules, and nobody knows about them. Like, if you've read the comic books or seen the shows, most of the stuff I'm talking about is not in that.
It's not in there where he's just like, here's the rules, clean up my crystal palace.
Who does Superman think he's fooling with those glasses?
You know what? Superman is not nice because, one time Supergirl did invite me to Christmas dinner, and I said, no, I'm not available, but she did tell me afterwards what happened. And he was just not very good in the
You weren't invited to dinner?
No, they did invite me, and then I chose not to go.
She doesn't believe in that type of...
Yes, I also, had to hang out with Thor and Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
And, I had to go to the Marvel Universe for a little while.
Oh, wow. Those guys are all in your universe?
No.
Marvel. Yeah.
Different universe.
But we hang out
sometimes. I just get, tired with about the Batman and Superman and stuff.
We all meet up at Meltdown sometimes.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
The
comic
book
Nerdist.
Store. Yeah.
That's good. That's a great place, too.
Now, that's
we
got
to bring that to DC as well. I've been sending a lot of emails to Chris Hardwick about opening a Nerdist in DC.
I would never go to a place that has people who read these kind of things.
You know, a funny thing about DC is just how much everything looks like a penis. And I just discovered, what a penis looks like through Steve.
So
Steve Trevor.
You saw a penis.
And forget about this Steve thing.
Yes, we had sexual intercourse and I came to completion several times. And
good for Steven.
Very
good
nice.
For you.
I thought it was very abrupt in the middle of the film where all of a sudden Wonder Woman just had sex with Steve.
You're talking about me?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Had sex with Steve.
Women have needs. I mean, I don't have a vagina, but I'm sure that women have needs. I mean, aliens.
Wait, Supergirl does not have a vagina. Do you have a gender at all?
I am a woman.
You identify as a woman.
I identify as a woman, but I have no vagina. I have an alien vagina. You guys don't want to see it.
Well, I might be interested now. Now we're curious.
I'm not going to... I've gotten in trouble for this before here in the studio.
Okay, I'll show
when
you.
When I asked to see Diane Feinstein's... Oh, my God!
Oh, my
shut.
God.
It's strangely beautiful.
Wow! It was just a pure light! It was pure light!
It is not an anatomical... part of you at all. It's just
pure light.
It was
it's
a
actually
collage
another
of
element.
Lights.
What does beautiful. Superman have?
Oh, I Who don't want to see my cousin's genitals.
Oh, no, you don't want to see your cousin. That's absolutely true. For
if you put on
no matter what planet you're from.
And was Mark or whatever he's supposed to
where
be.
You put, you're saying he should put his glasses
doesn't
over top
Superman
of his
Superman have a thing where
he'd
if he puts on a suit,
Clark
he's like a boy.
Kent. Yeah. He'll just become Mark.
Mark. Well, I don't care.
Mark.
Make a bunch of losers feel like it's okay.
I think that Superman just has a giant X between his legs.
Just a big X. But real X-Man.
Just, yes, that is just what I think. Hey, that is very good. Good job.
Oh, is that a joke?
Yes.
That we, is an X-Men joke. Pete doesn't consume a lot of media, so he doesn't
like
know all the
I like that joke,
different.
Though.
Did you guys watch Logan?
I did not.
I didn't watch Logan either.
I would love to watch a movie about an old wolf dying. Is that what happened?
He's actually a Wolverine, but
Wolverine.
And he doesn't die.
Did you see it, Supergirl?
No, I just read Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh.
It ends, it shows.
Wait a minute. We are not moving on from that.
you read Supergirl's Rotten Tomatoes, Supergirl?
Favorite thing to read is Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's the only thing I like to read.
Yeah. Wow.
What really gets you about Rotten Tomatoes? A variety?
I like to see, you know, what critics think about movies and, you know, and I just, I don't even read the reviews. I just read literally.
Just what percentage?
Yeah. This podcast actually only has a 20%.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah.
No, I didn't even know you could go on Rotten Tomatoes
with
that.
Yeah, they have it.
Congratulations. You're on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. That's exciting.
I don't think that's an accomplishment.
I'm so excited about this. Wow. That's fantastic. So.
I wish someone would put you out of your misery.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
But when we come back, I want to talk more about how you're going to be helping, the fact that you're helping Supergirl, what you're doing for the other women of America and Earth to help them grow from girls to women.
Okay. Are we going to do that after the break
after
or now?
The break.
After the break.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right. We'll think of an answer.
I've changed women and girls' lives.
Wow. That was absolutely wonderful.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Now, podcast listeners, you might not have heard that whole thing. That may have just been on our extended radio edition of this. So I have a question about a quote from the end of your film, which is your documentary about your life.
Yes.
Here's the quote.
Now.
This was Steve said this, and I was listening. I said, this didn't make a lot of sense. And then
never
you,
gonna get over this.
And then you said this later. And I was like, what does this mean? So the summing up of the moral of your film was, it's not about deserve, it's about what you believe, and I believe in love.
Wow.
So,
you know,
break that down for me.
This whole time, I thought I was saying dessert instead of deserve.
Oh, my God.
This is really different. This is a revelation for me.
What were you thinking about in terms of dessert? What kind of dessert were you cooking up in your brain?
Oh, boy. You know, I was thinking about flan because Supergirl loves flan.
I love flan. Yeah, and I like any kind of Hispanic foods.
Any Hispanic foods, there's a really
honestly,
good Hispanic
I'm right
restaurant
on the edge of racism
down on,
with you, sir.
On Avenue D, there's a really good one.
You know, and I was also thinking Taco about Bell. A cherry tart and a banana split. And, you know, just the whole time it was in my head and
which
talking
are actually,
about love.
Those are our burlesque names when
yes,
we sometimes perform.
You guys do burlesque? You know.
Mine's banana split and yours is cherry.
Oh, that actually fits your personalities in a lovely way.
So when we did our show out in out in Los Angeles earlier this year, I took my daughters to a place called Jumbo's Clown Room, thinking that it was a circus themed thing. It was burlesque.
You never want to take anyone there during the day.
Yeah, there's a lot of seating during the day. Sunday afternoons.
You're working with a lot of
I intern there as well.
You intern at Jumbo's Clown Room?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you think being somewhere is just interning?
Or I'm hoping for someone? College credits.
Yeah,
really? I'm thinking maybe that'll make me grow a vagina and become a woman.
An internship is really a structured event more than just kind of show
I
up.
I give her plenty of structure.
Yeah. And are you able to give her a college? Wait, what college would you go to?
You go to Krypton University.
It's online.
It's online because Krypton exploded. So it's just online. So it's like Phoenix University.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Phoenix University is not just online because our planet exploded.
Well, yeah, but it would still exist.
Not yet.
It would still exist if the planet exploded because the internet's in space.
Yeah.
Let's move on from this. I'm not sure it's worth ironing out the logic here.
So I was offended by this, that there were all of these women-only screenings of Wonder Woman around.
I love it. I think we should have more women-only everything.
Well, I dressed up as a woman. And I snuck into
deception.
One of the...
Oh, that is deception. You're a bad guy.
I dressed up as Penny Marshall.
Oh, I
dressed
love
up
oh, as a specific
as a
woman.
Specific woman, Penny Marshall.
He said, my best friend is Rosie O'Donnell, and I'm here to see Wonder Woman.
And I let me tell you, at first I was offended by it, and then I had such an empowering time.
See?
I had a wonderful time.
That's
it was so important.
It's feminist.
You stole that time. And you're not upset, ladies? He stole that time.
I love Penny Marshall. She gets a lot of great ratings on Rotten Tomatoes.
Supergirl, he is not Penny Marshall.
So, and here was the awkward thing, is that Penny Marshall walked around the corner. We looked at each other, and then we did that mirror thing that they do in the Parent Trap.
Oh, like in Big Business? Do you remember that movie with Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin? Big Business.
I think that got an 86% on Rotten
Tomatoes.
Oh, wow.
Right. I was wondering. I think it deserves every percentage point.
Well, she thought she was looking in a mirror, and I was able to get out of there. So, Penny, if you're listening now, that wasn't a mirror that appeared in front of you. It was me.
Now, do you think that you might have learned something about women?
I did. I felt empowered. Mm-hmm. I felt like this is what we need to get together, ladies. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we, at first I was offended, but now
Say it like Penny Marshall.
We need to get together, ladies. I can't do a Penny Marshall. Right. I look like her. I don't sound like her.
I'm so sorry. I thought Penny Marshall was here.
Oh, that did sound like her?
That was a dead-on impression.
Wonder Woman's threshold for quality is super low.
Well, we are going to be doing female-only listening screenings, listening parties of Hard Nation.
Yes.
Oh.
So,
and in fact, our wives will be taking our places.
Yes. Oh, so you will not be dressing up like Rosie O'Donnell his Penny Marshall?
I don't think it's appropriate to steal an experience from the people who deserve it. So I'm having my wife take my place for those recordings.
Yeah. I wish
I was a brilliant, brilliant woman.
Do you think the more feminist thing to do would be to give her the podcast instead? Oh. Instead of another white man having a podcast?
I have given her the choice to have everything that is mine.
That is very feminist.
Including your last name?
Giving women stuff.
She does not
is
want my
feminist.
Last name. I took her last name.
Yes,
wow.
She did. Yeah.
I did not
I'm
realize.
A hyphenated, yeah. My name is Hard Baker. Pete Hard Baker. That's her last name.
Well, yeah, that's true, everyone. Everyone knows that's true, yeah.
My last name is actually hyphenated. It's like G-Earl. There's a hyphen there.
Oh, really?
But you can't see it because it's invisible to humans.
Who oh, wow. made
An invisible
that
hyphen.
Yeah, yeah. It's like her invisible plane.
Yeah, you have an invisible plane. Where was that in the film?
It's a helicopter.
It's just a helicopter.
It was not in the film.
No, it was not in the film.
What happened to invisible ink?
Yeah,
is
what
that
happened
still around?
To it?
I think it's just as a prank. People have bigger pranks to pull.
I also used a lot of it, a lot of the supplies, the natural supplies in my plane / helicopter.
Yeah, wait a minute. Your helicopter doesn't use fuel. It used invisible ink?
Yeah.
You are terrific.
So it's pretty much invisible ink is like endangered.
Yeah.
Right, so there's like a set amount of it. It's like oil.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. We have to dig very deep behind in every joke shop and siphon out all the invisible ink.
You go to joke shops?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, and people think she's like just, you know, one of those like Hollywood Highland like costume
in Los Angeles, California.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, yeah. Where Trejo's Donuts is.
They think that I'm an impressionist, but do you want to hear an impression?
I would love to hear an impression.
I would love to hear. If it's not Penny Marshall, I'm not as interested.
Oh, never mind.
No, do it.
No, is it Penny Marshall?
I want to hear it. I'm Penny Marshall.
That's pretty good.
That was so much better than Mark's. I can't handle it.
Can I say that your film, you were very funny in your film. There was a lot of really, like, truly funny moments. Like, where you eat that ice cream cone and you're like, damn, this fucking ice cream.
Wait a minute. There is nothing not funny about people eating ice cream. Well, I dare you to see someone eating ice cream and not laughing.
First time she ate it.
This is the first time she ate it. It was
that's
really
funny
good.
That you think it's funny because it was just an authentic experience for me.
And that's where humor comes from the most. And that's why we're trying to open up all the great comedy institutions here in D.C.
No one cares about your opinion
sending
on humor.
I've been sending emails to the PAC Theater trying to get them to open up
you're
in D.C.
You're bad and your brain is broken. No one cares about your perspective on humor.
So, what is next for Wonder Woman? Because at the very end of the film, after you made the speech about it's not deserved, it's about love, and you're writing an email to Batman at the very end of the film. No spoiler. Yes. Sorry, this is a spoiler-filled podcast.
Wait, I'm sorry
she writes an email to Batman.
Because I didn't.
And
is that fucking true?
That is true.
Yeah.
You're writing an email to Batman?
Well, yes. He gave me a picture in a secret suitcase. So then I wrote him an email. Thank you.
You're so fuck you, Mark.
And then you go and run and just jump out the balcony. And where are you in Paris or
that's
are you in?
Fun.
Where was
yes,
that?
Yes, I was in Paris. You know, I walked by the Louvre.
You walked by the Louvre.
And I walked by Notre Dame, you know, and I was, just going to fight more crime.
So I
To be continued.
Wow.
I have a couple questions about some of your decisions in the film. You decided not to kill the evil poison lady who had killed lots of people and instead went along to kill your brother.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You just go and you decide, I'm going to kill my brother. Let the Germans do what they need to do, which then, of course, created World War II. Instead, you just killed your brother. What was your thought process on that?
I feel like the way you're grilling her is like how Hillary Clinton was grilled, where it's like she has to be perfect. Like, Wonder Woman is amazing. She's wonderful, okay? That's why she's called Wonder Woman, okay? And so, like, she's not going to be perfect. Like, who cares if she had her own server? Like, what's the deal? She didn't have to kill everybody. No, like, come on.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm angry now.
Oh my god, wait a minute. She turned into a dinosaur.
Holy shit.
Oh no, she got hold of my lasso of truth. She is truly a dinosaur.
Oh no. That's what a plot twist.
I'm sorry. Guys.
Supergirl became a dinosaur for a moment.
Now she's back. She's devastated.
Wow.
That was a beautiful monologue.
That was wonderful.
Wow, Art.
That was really terrific.
Is every super person a dinosaur? Is Superman also a dinosaur?
Wouldn't that be disappointing?
Like, you know how,
as if I didn't already fucking hate that enough.
You know how our gas on our this planet comes from like dinosaur fossils?
Dinosaur fossils.
Yeah, and do you know how like invisible ink also comes from dinosaur fossils?
Did not know that.
I love invisible ink.
Once we die and get absorbed back into Krypton, we also become oil. Therefore, I am a dinosaur.
Wow.
Sound logic, Supergirl.
That's amazing. Wow. That's the type of plot twist that comes after 80 years of stories.
I would love it if there's a whole other planet where there's just a bunch of dinos. I would really like that.
Bunch of dinos.
Because I don't care about space at all. But if there was a whole planet of dinosaurs.
Have you been to Universal Studios?
Yeah,
it's really fun.
I know, it doesn't seem like the kind of place I'd like.
Terrific dinosaur ride.
Okay.
Dinosaur?
Am I saying it weird?
No, however you want to say it is how it should be said.
Dinosaur? Is that better?
Okay, that one was bad.
Okay, I'll keep trying. Dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
Okay, dinosaur.
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 Dinosaur is very good.
Who's Dinosaur? It's a famous person, right? What is she about?
She's an actress.
A wonderful actress from the past.
Mm-hmm. I think I saved her life once or twice when I was, you know, looking exactly the same. I've looked exactly the same for the past, 100 years or so.
Wow.
And this is a good place. You were talking about how you don't like Twitter. People on Twitter can discuss. When people can discuss.
It's a waste of everyone's life. I didn't like it.
You can go and discuss where people might know Dinah Shore from. Maybe Bye Bye. I think she was in Bye Bye Birdie.
I think that's Anne Murphy.
Oh, that got a lot of good ratings on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, that's a popular one?
Yeah.
I just remember in Mad Men, they tried to make a commercial after it.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah.
What do they say about Dinah Shore on Rotten Tomatoes?
Well, you know, they don't really rate just like stars.
Oh, interesting. But they rate podcasts and movies.
So I have to notice this. Supergirl, you're really into media. Have you thought about getting into more of that instead of poisoning people with soup?
Well, I only poison bad people with soup. Okay. Or, like, you know.
A real Dexter.
People who don't follow me on Twitter.
Whoa. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, now we're really getting to the nitty gritty of it.
What's your Twitter handle?
@HelloRebecca.
Oh, great. Oh, interesting.
What
okay.
an unusual handle for Supergirl.
For Supergirl, huh?
Yeah, I just decided to pick like
also,
an alter ego.
That's her way of putting glasses on,
like her cousin, Superman.
And it's spelled with two Ks. So,
oh, wow. @Rebecca.
Yeah. @HelloRebecca. Yeah.
@HelloRebecca. Yeah. And what a get as a handle. That it seems like it will be a lot of people would want that one.
Yeah, no, you know, not really. I also killed anyone who had it.
You're fine with murder?
I'm a murderer.
She's a cold-blooded killer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's also my security detail intern as well.
Wow. Okay. I had no idea. So are there no morals on Krypton? Have you discovered the loving power
of
Jesus Christ?
Of course there aren't any
morals. Of dessert?
Of Jesus Christ.
Oh, Christ.
Can't talk about this.
No. Have you heard of the good news?
Absolutely
not. He's only
on
this planet.
Oh. There's no Jesus on Krypton? There's the Mormon Jesus.
We're all made of the same.
Mormons are also from this planet.
But Jesus must have found some time to go to Krypton.
Mormons are really
Jesus Christ
bad.
Is so hilarious because my dad, Zeus, made him, you know, and he was just supposed to be a guy, and then he started a cult by accident, and it was so funny for all of us to look at that happen. It is very funny.
I'll tell you, in my mind, your dad and Jesus Christ are they're sort of the same.
How dare you?
I know, but I believe that all religion is essentially getting at the same idea.
Which is just Jesus can fly?
Just don't be a dick.
Oh, interesting. That is interesting. Don't be a dick.
But what if you're on an island full of women?
Yeah.
You can't. There is no such thing as a don't be a dick.
Well, dickish behavior.
Right. But if you're on an island full of women, don't be a dick. That makes no sense.
Do Amazons only have one breast?
No.
Oh,
no.
So, and some of them did. They would remove their breasts so they could do the arrow.
Yeah. Oh,
there
so that's
some,
a small
some unibreast women by choice.
They call on Themyscira, they call like a dick, they say pussy lips. So if someone's like acting
don't
like
be a pussy
jerk,
lips.
Yeah, don't be
don't
a pussy
be a
lip.
Pussy
wow.
lips.
Seems
yeah,
a little
don't
long.
Be a pussy lip. It is.
Sometimes they're long.
Yeah, sometimes they're very long.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I have to say that it's been wonderful talking to you. Is there anything that you want, any TV shows or anything that are coming up that you're interested in? I know that you're so much into the media. If there's something that we should be on our radar?
You know, there is one that is very highly rated on Rotten Tomatoes.
It has 100% actually on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
So I've really enjoyed just staring at that figure. It's called Glow. It's going to be on Netflix on June 23rd.
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, which they all remind me of Amazons, but, you know, like more Earth Amazons.
They're sort of like a human version of superheroes, and they're hilarious. And also, I think there's going to be some heart, but literally has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. So.
And there is a comedic duo in the show that makes me laugh so much. They have funny hair. Yes, they play Don and Stacy, and they play hairdressers. What a funny thing, because my hair never gets messy.
You know what? This is a deep cut for anyone that's in the comedy world, but I know who you're talking about. They're two of the members of the Apple Sisters.
Oh!
And I've sent hundreds of emails to the Apple Sisters trying to get them to come out here to D.C., and they won't. Yeah. So.
I will see what I can do. If I could take my plane or helicopter.
Don't help him. Don't nurse his artistic pursuits in any way. He's horrible.
You'd need like a time machine, because aren't they from the 1940s?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Oh,
yeah.
I believe it's a construct. Well, all time is a construct, but don't.
Oh, yeah. Time is a construct. Wonder Woman, Supergirl. This has been absolute pleasure.
Mark, Pete, thank you. Yes.
Thank you for being
here. Thank you, guys.
And no need to...
Sorry, I just thought there were speeding bullets nearby.
Oh, well, your instincts are a little off.
Okay.
I feel so bad for Supergirl.
That's amazing. And the fact that she is trying to live her life and she's a secret dinosaur, she doesn't have a vagina, or her vagina is made out of pure light. It's amazing that she's trying so hard and doing so well.
I feel horrible for her.
Why?
Because it doesn't seem like she has any sense of self.
Well, it's hard for her because she stands in the shadows of giants.
Oh, Wonder Woman will just boss her around all day.
Yeah. It's like me and Paul Ryan.
What?
I'm always hanging out with Paul Ryan, and I think it's a nurturing.
But he doesn't really even know that most of the time.
That I'm hanging out with him?
No.
Yeah. Well, he knows I'm there. Just like the denizens of Gotham.
He turned out to be a real piece of shit. Everyone in the whole world is scream and cry, Paul Ryan's smart. I even believed it myself at one point. Paul Ryan's smart. He's a real policy wonk. Turns out, he's not. He's a fucking shell.
When he tucks in his shirt, it looks real nice.
Yeah, he's a real husk.
Next week on Hard Nation, we talk to the inventor of Super Mario, Suguru Miyamoto, about Super Mario Odyssey on Switch. What was he thinking when he created that hat that makes Mario become a dinosaur? That's wild!
And next week on Hard Nation, I don't do any of that.
We're closing the border here at Hard Nation.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.